Cream celebrating its 25th anniversary, and in true Cream legend style, Seb Fontaine joins us now. Seb, we caught you at Creamfields. How's the 2017 Cream relationship going for you this year?
It's been amazing. They've done some fantastic shows. They've got a load of steel yards coming up. I mean, everything from their classical shows to their, you know, with the more current DJs, get down to some of, you know, looking back at some of the DJs that kind of shaped their history. All the shows have been fantastic. Creamfields was great because it kind of, it had a bit, something there for everyone, you know. It was some of the old crew, some of the new crew. It's just one, I think, one of the best Creamfields I've been to.
Now, with the lineup that was at Creamfields this year, and again, all of the guys that are going to be at the Cream 25th anniversary weekend, who do you feel in competition with all these years later?
You know what? Someone else asked this the other day, and I, you know what? I think when you look at that Butlins lineup, the Minehead that's coming up, yeah. I mean, it's just like a who's who, and everyone was kind of saying, oh yeah, but what is in the composition? I don't think there is. I mean, I was just this weekend, I did a great show with Darren Emerson, Dave Seaman, with Danny Howells and Tall Paul.
Yeah.
And it was like five mates going camping. It was like the best gig we've done in ages. It was so much fun. Nice, you know, seeing everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't think that competition's there. You know, we've all lived and grown up with each other and worked with each other for, yeah, you know, near on 30 years.
Who are you loving in 2017? Who are your ones to watch?
The ones to watch. I mean, Left Wing and Cody have been great. Wade and Odyssey, Abode. There's been loads of great new people coming through, mm-hmm, and some great artists. I don't know, really. I mean, it's so fast moving now, and there's so many good people. I mean, it's just like a who's who of things to watch at the moment.
Yeah, it's such a big market, isn't it, compared to what it was, say, 20 years ago, yeah, in terms of access and stuff because of the internet as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, every week there's like a new DJ, it's the new hot thing, and it's with fantastic productions. I mean, it's really good to see so many people coming through.
Now, you've played absolutely everywhere practically in your lifetime. What are you loving then in terms of venues? Is it the big festivals, the small ones, the styles like Butlins? What are you loving and what really makes you excited about playing?
I think what keeps me excited is playing all of them. You know, this, yeah, year I did some like 15 festivals in the summer. I played a load of really nice small clubs and I did some really massive shows. So, you know, we just did 10,000 in Belfast with Oki. You know, there's, yes, just been some fantastic gigs. And I think I wouldn't be happy if I just had kind of, you know, stadium gigs and stuff like that, because I don't think you get to play everything in your box at those kind, mm-hmm, of shows. So I think having a nice, you know, and also I love festivals because you kind of get to, you know, play records that really kind of encapsulate the summer and all, you know, that kind of vibe. So I'm kind of loving the cross-section of it all.
We've got Butlins and Minehead, Cream, 25th anniversary weekend. The lineup is absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm thinking, Seb, do you get to actually see anybody? Do you have to watch, see what other people are playing so you don't duplicate, or do you just go for it? What's your plans?
I'll get to see some people. I'm there on the Friday. I'm then playing a little thing during the day on the Saturday, and then I've got to go to Cream Birmingham on Saturday. So everyone who's there on a Friday, I'm going to have a good mooch around.
Looks good. Now, I'm thinking then, you know, things have always been hectic for you the whole way through your career. Do you have an actual decent home life where you can kind of step away from music? What sort of things outside of the music scene are you actually interested in? You're a chef,
yeah,
aren't you?
I mean, I don't have pumping dance music, you know, like at home all the time. I have plenty of other interests. Everything, you know, I've got kids, dogs, you know, all kinds of things that keep me very, very, very busy. And so I'm working on this Evermix thing, you know, where you can record all your DJ sets to your phone. So, you know, yeah, I'm kept pretty busy.
That's good. As long as you have a lifestyle, man, I'm happy enough. I don't want you overworking yourself.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's not always the lifestyle I want. You know, I'd rather be on a yacht somewhere, but it's what I've got, so I'll make the most of it.
When was the last time you were on a yacht?
Oh, God. But about 2-3 years, and it wasn't a very big one, so... You won't find it on Instagram, put it like that.
Now, I'm thinking about sign-off track. Last time you did a sign-off track for us, you chose Fiji Atlantis. I want another amazing one for, you know...
Well, you know what? I've been going through the Cream CD of 25 years, and it's such a nice collection of music, past, present. You know, it's not just our era, you know, it's the next era as well.
Yeah.
And so it's really good, but I tell you what, I nearly pumped for Beloved Sunriser, which is such a nice record, but... I tell you what, there's also Tall Paul Commiserous on there. That's a great record. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Bucketheads because I love that record. I love the long intro. I love everything about that record. So I'm going with Bucketheads.
Seb, thank you very much for coming back on Dance Revolution. This is Bucketheads on Dance Rev. See you later, Seb.
See you later. Thanks, Evelyn.